All right. Okay, cool. So today I am with Kara.
Hi, I'm Kara.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So one of my questions is, I researched about this place, how you guys do like a food pantry and everything. And so my assignment is about kind of like something that means something to us. And so I decided to do homelessness because I experienced homelessness. And so I kind of wanted to do art about it and kind of heal through that.
Totally. That's amazing.
So my first question is, have you experienced homelessness before? If not, what compelled you to want to help people? And if any of these questions are too personal, you don't have to answer.
Okay, no worries. In terms of personally, I have never been homeless myself. I have been an artist and I have been a starving artist, but mm-hmm. I've never been without a home. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Southeast Asia before. I was mm-hmm. a hairdresser and was teaching sex trafficking victims mm-hmm. whom come from homes of, you know, abusive homes or from the trafficking industry themselves or just without anything to their names. Mm-hmm. And I just found a lot of, you know, joy in trying to help those who really don't have an option. And so I've lived in New York for 8 years and mm-hmm. I've witnessed many, many things in terms of homelessness and people who suffer from mental illness and addiction. And I just see what it does to people, and our healthcare system and our system in general does not do justice by those who suffer. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what drew me to this program, is that, you know, we get to, no matter how small it is, do something for the benefit of people who can't help themselves and who can't find the right help. Mm-hmm. And everyone deserves a good meal, and everyone deserves to eat and put food on the table for their family. And if we can help that, then, you know, I want to be part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really amazing. For the second question, what are the biggest misconceptions about homeless people or people that are in need?
I think that people are scared of a lot of homeless people because they think that somehow they are crazy, or they, you know, yeah. they have like cooties or something, you know, yeah. to say the most PG way. It's just that, like, people are afraid to kind of, I think, look at themselves. And by looking at people who suffer, I think it brings a lot of pain to them, and they don't want to experience that. Yeah. I think that everyone treats homeless people like they're, you know, the plague. And not everyone, of course, but yeah. like a lot of New York mm-hmm. Just basically lets it go on in front of them, whether it's children, whether it's women or men. And pregnant women and kids with mental illness. And it's just, it's quite sad. I think that we put a barrier between, you know, helping people and judging for things that, you know, we can't possibly understand. Mm-hmm. I think it's an unhealthy relationship that we have with people who suffer. Mm-hmm. And because it's a lot of the time a look at yourself, you know. Yeah, I find it's not fair to judge people for not having a home mm-hmm. when, you know, it's in part to our own government and our own system yeah. that we've created that they're suffering. Yeah.
And the last question is, what do you hope for in humanity?
Oh, in humanity, I hope that, you know, I just hope that people start treating each other better. I think that love is like a, you know, international and worldly gift that we could give one another that really doesn't cost anything, you know. And if we start loving each other more and we start caring for one each other more, then better things will start happening. Mm-hmm. I think that people have, you know, been so involved in helping themselves for so long that, you know, our country in particular, we have a lot to give and we just don't give it.
Yeah.
We just keep taking and taking and taking. And I think that that's why we suffer so much. And I think that's why there's so much, you know, trauma and sadness in our world, because we don't love each other enough and we don't put enough emphasis on treating each other with kindness, you know? So I do hope that, you know, with change comes more change, and with good change comes, you know, caring and people who want to stick up for each other. And in terms of, you know, the broader spectrum, sticking up for ourselves, sticking up for other countries, and so on and so forth. I think that it's war and things like that, it's just like, it starts with this, you know? It starts with the little people who are doing the small things to help the other people. And then that is a domino effect, you know? If people don't start doing just the small things for each other, then that's what's gonna keep leading to suffering. It's just, it starts with good food and being able to provide. And if we can't do that, then how the hell are we supposed to provide for a broader, world?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.